What's our first reaction when we hear somebody ring the doorbell, right? Or knock on our door? Well, the first thing you're going to do is go toward your door, right? You're going to say, okay, there is my front door. I can hear somebody knocking. I'm going to go and see who's there, right? So you go across, you physically walk across the door, you'd unlock it, and then you open it up to see who is standing outside, right? It's exactly the same in Revelation 3:20, where Jesus says, I'm standing at the door and knocking. Whoever opens, I will come in and I will eat with them. In today's video, we're going to talk a little bit about what it looks like to invite Jesus in, because he's knocking at the door of every one of our hearts. Hey there, I'm Lisa Vandenberg with AccomplishYourPurpose.com, where we love helping you to discover your purpose and then accomplish it, to actually walk it out in everyday life. What does it look like to be so in the groove that God created you for every single day of your life? Well, we love walking alongside you to help you to accomplish that and live it out in everyday life. So if you're new here, consider liking and subscribing. Share this video. Click the notification button, because we come live every single week with a new episode, so you can get to know when they're coming so that you can join us online. So in Revelation 3:20, there's this beautiful analogy. Jesus says, I'm standing at the door knocking, and whoever hears me and opens the door and lets me in, I will come and eat with him. Right? And it's in Revelation, so it's talking about the end times, right? But the beauty of that is, especially on this Easter weekend, it shows how Jesus is inviting us to let him in. He's standing at the door knocking. This blows my mind, that the Savior of the world actually will come to your door, to my door, and knock on our door and say, hey, will you let me in? Because I want to come in and spend time with you. Doesn't it just blow your mind? This is the beauty of what Revelation 3:20 is trying to show us. So all that we will celebrate on this Easter weekend, as we think about how Jesus, the coming King, rode into Jerusalem, as all that happened, as he was crucified on the cross, as he died in our place, and actually won the key of heaven, the keys of earth back for mankind to rule like we were supposed to in Genesis, and invite us into his family, invite us to be his sons and daughters, to rejoin the family of God. This is the gift of saying yes to Jesus' invitation to come back into the fullness of who you are, and who you are as a daughter of God or a son of God, who you are as having Jesus as your Savior, who you are as somebody that the Holy Spirit lives in. And we get to walk out what it looks like to show the world the truth of who God is on the earth, right? This is what he's inviting us into in Revelation 3:20. So here's some practical ways to think about it. Are there areas in your life where you just know, you can feel that God is putting his finger on it? You know, there's something where you feel, oh, I shouldn't have lied like that again. Or, man, it's really not good for me to feel that guilty about something that truly wasn't my fault. Or, oh, I just can't forgive that person. And every time I think of them, it makes me so angry. Right? God puts his finger on those places in our lives. And his invitation to us is, he's knocking on the door in those places and going, hey, Lisa, can I come in and show you how to walk in forgiveness instead of letting that bitterness twist your heart? Hey, Lisa, can I come in and show you how to let go of guilt that is not yours, because I have paid the price for that guilt. You don't have to carry it anymore. Knock, knock, knock. Hey, Lisa, can I come in and show you what it looks like to live in peace instead of anxiety, right? There are these beautiful invitations. Jesus is knocking. I see him knocking on our doors, on the doors of our heart and our minds, our emotions, our feelings, our spirits, all day long, going, hey, will you invite me into this area? Will you let me come in and show you how I see it? Show me what the kingdom looks like in this place, right? So my friend, wherever Jesus is knocking, wherever you feel that prodding of, hey, this just isn't the right way to live, there's such a much better way to do it instead, if you'll just invite me in and let me sit with you, Jesus is saying, let me show you how to live free from things that are from the enemy, and how to live free in the truth of who I am and what I've paid for you to have, and the truth that you are in the family of God now, what it looks like to act like a co-heir with Jesus, what it looks like to see things and to operate in life from being seated in Christ Jesus at the right hand of God on high. These are the beautiful truths that he's inviting you into. So my friend, as you hear Jesus knock, especially on this weekend where we're celebrating his death and then his resurrection, the powerful moment when he bought back our freedom, as we celebrate this, remember that Jesus is knocking because he wants to help. He wants to lead you into abundance, lead you into all that he's paid for you to walk in as a son and a daughter of God. So why not answer yes, open the door and let him come in and be with you. So as always, Jesus is inviting you on this adventure today. Will you accept? Come across and visit us at accomplishyourpurpose.com, where we love coaching people, we love teaching people, we love walking alongside you to discover and accomplish your purpose and come fully alive in what Jesus paid for you to have. Bless you, bless you, bless you. And I'll see you next time.